Kippur is off. You see that?
Take the shach to another
keeps
animal.
Keeps them going off. Keeps them going off. Okay. Vaita. So let's say you have kidei shchita acheres, and then after, and then you take a break. You cut exactly 50% of the gageres. Now, what do you have left to do? Before we discuss them, what do you have left to do? You have to cut the other half.
Yeah.
And then you have to cut the veshet. You didn't even get started on the veshet. You got a long day ahead of you. Okay? You didn't even get started on the veshet. You just cut the gageres 50%. And now, you take a break. Now, before we go vital, let's review the halachas. If you have an animal that the kone is cut exactly 50%, generally 50%, is that the behemoth a trefa? No. No. The only time an animal is a trefa, you go to an extra and you see that this animal is gargaris, the windpipe is cut, there's an incision, there is a severance in the gargaris, but it's less than roif of the gargaris. Exactly half, so we're assuming now no. It's still kosher. 50% is kosher. The din of shechita, when you cut, you have to cut 50%. You're asking long of your questions. Listen, now. Don't confuse me with all the facts. Let's just get the basics.
It's kosher.
Okay,
why
it's kosher.
Is the animal dead?
The halacha l'moshe misinai, a treif in the gageres is only roiv. That's the halacha l'moshe misinai. Veshet, in the esophagus, the food pipe, what makes it into a treifa? Even the smallest, teeny little hole makes the animal into a treifa. Mm-hmm. Okay, if you have an animal and you do an x-ray, and you see there's a little teeny hole in the veshet, in the food pipe, treifa, no chance.
That you're shechting it on that hole.
Right, so you'd have to go, so now, what about if you know as a fact that in the windpipe is cut, there's a defect in the windpipe, part of it is cut, it's okay, as long as it's not cut in more than roif, as long as it's not more than 50%, more than 50%.
What do you say, if there's a defect in the...
If there's a cut, you go and take an x-ray of this animal, and you see that the windpipe, there is a cut. It's severed.
It's not roif.
As long as it's not more than 50%, it's kosher. It's not called a treifa. You can do a shechita. Now, here's our sugya. You can do a shechita on the rest.
That's still roif.
That's right. And you know what you can do? All you need to do is go maneuver your knife to exactly where it's cut 50%.
Right.
And just cut a teeny mashu.
Of what?
Teeny. Of the kone.
Because you have to.
Of the kone. And that will make it into roif.
1% more?
Yeah.
So all you ended up doing a shechita on was 1%.
Exactly. And that would be
more on the
kone. And then the veshi do the entire thing.
Right.
Exactly. So now here's the lumnus. The lumnus of here is that according to Rav, Rav says that 50%.
Interesting.
Rav holds 50% is, when it's exactly 50%, it's as if it's 51% in the world of halacha. Okay? That's Rav Shita. So Rav holds, here you go, you do a shechita, and I cut it with the knife exactly 50%. So according to Rav, did I cut this simon more in halach, in the world of halach, in the world of reality, I only cut it 50%. But in the world of halach, how much did I cut it?
51%.
So as far as are we concerned, are we done? Are we done here with the kone?
With the kone, we're done.
Yeah. Do we have anything left to do to eat this animal? Yeah, the veshet.
Therefore,
since we're done with the kone and we have yet more work to do for the veshet, I am not allowed to delay.
But one second, shiir.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the shiir.
So you're telling me you could do half the kone and do shiir on the rest of the kone and there's no problem?
No. One thing at a time. If you do, let's one question, one case time. We'll come back to your question. Let's just discuss this case. One thing at a time. You caught.
Yes.
No. Don't get confused. Let's just discuss one case at a time. You caught. You do a shechita on half of the kone. In the world of reality, it's exactly 50%. In the world of halacha,
51.
It's 51. So are we done with the kone? Yeah. We're done with the kone. Correct.
Okay.
Now. But am I finished with the shechita?
No.
Therefore, am I allowed to delay?
No.
I have to immediately, in an instant,
cut
go into the veshet.
Right.
No. I'm on vacation now. I'm on vacation. And now I pick up the knife, and now I go, and I cut.
1% and
well,
the veshet.
There's no really need to cut 1% according to Rav.
Right.
But that's the case here. We're going to discuss that. I cut 1% more for fun. I don't know why I'm doing it. Right? And then I pick up the knife, then I maneuver the knife, and I go and I cut the veshet.
So, how much of the veshet?
Right.
The whole thing. We machmir. You did the whole thing. The whole thing of the veshet. So now what is the halacha? What would you say the halacha is based on what we have learned?
So in other words, you're questioning whether you need shiur.
Let's figure out what we would say according to what we learned.
If you're doing it between the siman.
According to Rav.
Is it within a siman or not?
It is a shiur. Why is it? Because according to Rav, once I cut 50%, I have done a ma'isa shechita.
Yes.
I've done the first karna, the first karna is considered a ma'isa shechita.
Yes. When does the shia clock start ticking?
And now the shia clock starts clicking.
Once, I'm sorry.
I did 51%. Once I've done 50%, I've done it. But let us say you don't learn like Rav. Let's make believe now. You don't learn like Rav. If I cut 50%, is my cutting of exactly 50% considered to be a ma'isa shechita?
No.
Why not?
Because it's not right.
It's like a defect.
It's nothing.
If the animal came like this from the factory with half of the carne cut, it's not a treifa.
That's not a treifa.
So the essence of shechita on the carne is when you go from 50 to 51. If you learn not like Rav. If you learn not like Rav, what is the essence of shechita? According to not like Rav of Kahana.
Okay.
When you're on the Kone. From 50 to 51.
Right.
Because 50 we couldn't give a hoot, because 50 can be cut. According to Rav, what is the essence of Shechita? 49 to 50. Exactly.
Right. Okay.
And this Braisa, when it teaches you this halacha, it teaches you 50 to 51. And then 50. And then you delay. And from 50, then you do 50 to 51, and then
according to Rav, why do you have to do 51?
You don't have to exactly. You don't have to. You ready? Well, we don't have to. Let's see it inside to clarify the words. So here we go. Shochat chatzig ageres. You cut exactly 50. According to Rav, that's the reality.
Yeah.
In halacha, it's 51%. So now the clock is ticking. The clock is ticking. According to Rav, when you go from 49 to 50, that's the beginning of your shechita.
Mm-hmm.
Now the clock is ticking. The shehiyah is ticking because you began the ma'aseh shechita. V'shor bo kidei shechita. That's just a fancy way of saying you did shehiyah. Acheres, another shechita. Ugemara. And you finished off the rest of the job. Now the Gemara in the Havamin assumes, what were you going there? The Gemara assumes that we're dealing with an animal. An animal needs the veshen as well. So you finish off the remainder of the
Kana,
and you do the veshet. It says there's shchitasoy kashera. Frek the Gemara. What are you talking about? The e amarta. If you're going to tell me the mechsal mechsal kiroiv, then when you got to number 50, when you got to 50, in the world of halacha, 50 is like 51.
Yeah.
If 50 is like 51, that is a treifa in the world in halacha. If you're an animal, you do an x-ray, and you say that the animal is cut 51%, that the animal's a treifa.
You said by a con, it can't be treif. Only by a method.
By a con, it cannot be treif if it's exactly 50%.
Wow.
Or really, according to our 49%.
Yeah.
49%. But now that it's exactly, now that you've cut 50, mm-hmm. and 50, in, according to Rav, is 51%, it's a treifa.
Mm-hmm. Why is it a treifa?
Well, Because this, what you're doing now, will not combine with the cutting of the veshet because of the shehiyah.
Maybe Rav likes the nefsa karev, where you're coming to make something kosher for that should be good, not lifsol. Maybe lifsol he wouldn't say nefsa karev.
You're saying that when you're coming to make the animal into a treifa,
maybe you won't say nefsa karev because the metzias is not rave. Metzias is not. Maybe nefsa karev because that's halacha meishu in Sinai. That you shouldn't have it. Hashem said, don't leave over Rav. But over here, I didn't leave over Rav.
Oh, I hear what you're saying. The problem, let's read the Rashi very carefully. So they have the Marvakash over here. The Iyamar, the Mechsal, Mechsal, Kiroiv, Itar for law. When you cut through this simen exactly 50%, this will be considered to be a treifa because there's now a shehiyah. Yeah. There's a delay between the cutting of the veshet and what you've done to the koneh.
Yeah.
There's a delay. So therefore, when you now are mashlim the shechita by cutting the veshet, you're cutting the veshet on an animal That's a treifa.
Maybe she could talk to Shemizel, takes it out of the state and the veiler won't be metame.
It's not a kosher shechita here. A kosher shechita by an animal.
A good shechita could take it out of the state of the
yes, that's
make,
right.
Make it ois in the veiler.
Not here, because here it's not a good shechita. You the don't have a shechita. There's a shehiya. Memela, what is called the final shechita? The final shechita is when you cut the veshet. When you're cutting the veshet, you're cutting the veshet on an animal. That's a treifa.
Uh-huh.
Why is it a treifa? Because the animal started off with the majority of the connect cut.
But that's not the problem. The problem is not that you're shechting a behemoth that's already a treifa. The problem is that, like you just now said a second
you made it into a treifa.
The problem is that the shechita is not, because shia passes a shechita. When you have shia between the simanim, so
there's a lot of lumness here in the Gemara. Let's work with
the lumness.
Let's work with the lumness. I hear your question very, very loud and clear. Let's go with the lumness. Is when everything is said and done, what do we call your maisa shechita? The maisa shechita is the last action you've done that took the life of the animal, which is the veshet and the remainder of the kaneh.
Because the animal dead.
The animal, it's irrelevant when it's dead. Let's focus on what's a kosher shechita. What is considered here to be the shechita? The shechita is, working backwards in time, the gemar, the remainder of the koneh, and the veshet.
Well, it is not the remainder of the koneh, it's the veshet.
Well, see, why not?
Because you,
you don't need. You don't really. Because you don't really need. So then, just the veshet. Then
right.
Just the veshet.
Right.
Or you. But,
you said he cut.
You cut. Oh, it doesn't say exactly what he cut. Let's assume that you cut the remainder. Let's make it simple. Let's say assume you cut the remainder of the gageres and you cut the veshet. I've cut the remainder of the gageres. I've cut the veshet. That, in hindsight, is what we're going to call your maisa shechita.
Right.
But that began after the animal was already in halacha viewed as a treifa.
Why?
Because you did a shehiyah. I caught exactly 50%, 5-0, of the koneh. And according to Rav, 50% in halach is like you caught 51%. Once 51% is caught, that is called a treifa. That's called a treifa. Unless that is part, a chelik of the maisa shechita. And since in this instance there was a shehiyah in between that action and the remainder, we do not consider your first action to be a chelik of the shechita. The only thing that we consider in hindsight to be the chelik of the shechita is the gemar. What is the gemar? The remainder of the koneh and the veshet. That's what we consider to be your shechita. But the beginning we don't consider to be your shechita. So what is it? All we have here is an animal who has 51% of its koneh severed, which makes it into a treifa. So when you went and did the remainder, you have done shechita on a treifa.
Which is the same thing as saying you've done shehiya.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, so just say you've done
okay, shehiya. The shehiya is going to ruin it. But let's see, you learn not like Rav. I hold that 50% is not 51%. The shechita didn't begin in hindsight. Because what? Because 50% is not a treifa.
What is it?
It's nothing. Halacha l'moshe misinai. The only time an animal is a treifa when there's a cut in the windpipe is only when it's 51%. So if you learn not like Rav, if you don't follow Rav's opinion,
it's not a shechita and it's also not treif.
It's not treif. It's not a shechita and it's not treif. So you cut 50%. It's like the animal got into an accident.
You're saying that when someone cuts 51% of a simen, the first 50% of it is not a shechita? It's not tchila shechita?
That's right. It's not.
In the middle of the shechita? The shechita is only at one exact moment? The money cuts the 51st?
Pretty much, yes. The truth is, the Gemara is in that's the topic on the base. Yesh no l'shchita mitchila v'yatsoif, or ein l'shchita el l'besoif. That's another sugya on the base. That's another sugya. Retroactively, once already it was when you did the 51%, do we consider 0 to 50 also part of the shechita? Yes or no? That depends on what we learn on Daf Chav Tes Amid Beis. Yes, no, the shechita mitchila v'yatsoif, or ein the shechita el l'besoif.
But not up to that yet. With only one simon.
How is it possible with only one simon by
right.
a bird?
Yeah.
By
how
a bird?
Right, we're talking about behema.
But 1 second, is it possible to have shehiyah? There's no shehiyah
by the veshet, yes.
How?
Because the veshet, every
you
single mashal.
Until you get to the 51st percent, It's not part of the shechita.
No, it's
so
not.
The moment he does the 51st, it's already finished the shechita.
By the kone, by the veshet, there is a shia. By the kone, you're right. There's no. You are 100% correct. According to this, by the kone, there's no. It's not shaykh shia by the kone. You're right. Because by the shaykh shia between the kone and the veshet, and the shaykh shia in the veshet, because the veshet. Because the veshet of mashu, a teeny little hole makes it disqualified. So the shechita begins when you make the first cut.
So in a veshet, you agree that the yesh mitchilu batzad.
Yes, you have no choice but to say that. Absolutely, yes. Yes.
That
okay, that's a different sugya.
Begins immediately when he starts to cut the veshet.
Okay, let's go further. The iamarta mechsa mechsa kiroi itarful its treifa. So there's a kasha on Rav. So therefore, the fact that this Mishnah says is clear as day that it's kashera if you cut 50% and then take a break and come back later and finish off the kone and immediately cut the veshet, it's kashera. So it's kashera. It's kashera. It's
Rav,
not a treifa. But according to Rav, who holds that 50% makes it into a treifa. So 50% now really means 51%. So that means the animal is, it's not a shechita, because a shechita means you got to go cut two simonim. You only cut one simon, right. So it's not a shechita. So what is it? It's a treifa. And then you pick up your daif and you finish off the kone, and you cut the veshet, so you've basically done a shechita on a treifa.
It'll be very difficult.
So it's not kashera, it's a kasha. The Amar, the Nefsa, Nefsa, Kiroiv, Itarfale. The Gemara says, you're right. Everything we're saying of it would be absolutely true if we were discussing an animal that needs the veshet. Misovarta bebehema. Whoever told you we're discussing a behema, lo be'oif, we're discussing a bird. A bird. Stop it already, that. What are you doing? I told you that. We're doing a bird, be'oif. And what is it about? What is it about a bird? Only one simon is enough.
Right.
So therefore, if you monof shach, if you hold like Rav, when you cut 50%,
that's 51.
You're done.
Finished, right.
50, you're done. Right. If you're not like Rav, when you cut 50, you didn't do anything. So it's not a treifa and it's not a shechita. If you hold not like Rav, because a 50% of the severed in the bird is nothing.
Because
that's exactly
what the Gemara says.
Nothing. Or one or the other, but we're dealing with the kone. If we did the vesh, it would be a different story. Because the vesh, even the mashu, you disqualify. Yeah. We're dealing explicitly.
When he said the Gemara, it means he cuts further.
Finished it off. So manav shach. The Gemara says no. We're going with manav shach. Imechsa mechsa kareyucha avalei ruba. Imechsa mechsa in kareyucha avalei v'leikum did nothing. Okay? So therefore, no kasha. Three down, one to go. We've gone through already three of the words. Chatzi, katina, gageris, now to pegima. Next kasha. Toshma.
By the way, if you say not like Rav.
Yeah.
Then it's not Rav. Why is it kosher? You can't eat it yet.
If you learn that like Rav, when you're going there, Gomra, you cut 50%, then you took a break, and then you finished it off.
Oh, I see.
Toshma, next kasha. How are you showing your chatzi kone pogum? Chatzi kone pogum, exactly like classic case. They have an ana by an oif. 50% is cut pogum. V'hoizelov kol shehu. You take the knife where it's 50%. You cut a tini mashu gumoroi. But according to Rav, if it's already pogum 50%, so therefore it's already a treifa. What do you mean it's kasha?
But you just had the same question before. How is this different than the Gemara from before?
Because
the Gemara before said that it had exactly the same set of circumstances.
The difference is you did it. The Gemara before, how did it get 50% cut?
Who cares?
You did, dude. We do care. You did it with a kasha shechita.
Here
it happened. I got into an accident. That's the difference. You did the shechita. What was the Gemara's answer? Uh-huh. I took the knife and I cut it. Here, you didn't do the shechita. It happened by itself. Right. So the Amarat, the Mechzal, the Mechzal, the Rav, Trefa, Chavya. Amarava, Shanilin, Yin, Trefa, the Be'idin, Rav, Hanira, Leinayim, a whole new Yisayit.
So the Amar, Mechzal, Mechzal, according to...
Rav, Hanira, Leinayim.
If it's 50, if you hold like Rav, that 50% is already 51%, So then it's a treifa. So the Gemara says Rav does never said the halacha mechzal mechza by treifas. A whole new answer. A whole new.
Where
insight.
Does he say it?
By a ma'isa shechita. That's where he says it.
But that's something that becomes true.
By shechita. By a ma'isa shechita. Period.
How does this guy even know that it was pogum half if he didn't see it?
You look at it.
So it isn't there leinayim.
It's leinayim 50%. It's nearly leinayim, exactly 50%. So what would you say? According to Rav, it's already a treifa. Halacha l'moshe b'sinai. Mechsal mechsal is kuroiv. No. The halacha l'moshe b'sinai, that 50% is kuroiv, is only taught in one place. It's only when you cut, do a ma'isa shechita, you only have to cut 50%. You're cutting a 50% is ki'ilu, you cut 51%. But when it comes to an animal that comes in front of us, animal walks in the door, walks into the base medrash, and it asks the shayla, am I a treifa? Am I a treifa? And we do a scan, we put him in an x-ray machine, and we see that the kana is 50% bidiyuk cut. We say, Mr. Animal, you are not a treifa. And the animal says, what do you mean? Isn't that halacha l'mashusin that Rav says that if it's 50%, it's 51%? No, not by treifas. That's only by a ma'aseh shechita do we say 50% is like you cut 51%. But if you got into a fight with someone and they cut half of your kana, and it's only, you're not a treifa. A treifa, the laws of treifa demand that it be a
roif. By the way, not an animal, you're talking about a noiv.
Any animal, any creature. And he's saying you said in all the laws of tarfas. Whenever you have a din of a treifa that you need roif, within roif, Rav stands down. There's no halacha l'moshe b'sinai that when it comes to the laws of treifas, that 50% is like 51%. 50% is 50% because by treifa, you need a roiv hanirei l'einayim. Roiv hanirei l'einayim is mashma even more than 51%. Rav Moshe holds a roiv hanirei l'einayim because it's at least 52%. That's 2%. Exactly. 51 is 2%. It's 2%. Exactly. 51. In order for the eye to discern that there's a difference, Rav Moshe holds 2%. You have to have 1%, 2%.
You could see how it's progressing with backing up. When you get to 51, you're able to see that it's more than half. Is that what you're
saying? As you're saying, yeah. 51. Roiv ha nearly 9, but 50.11.1 is not nearly 9. Vaita. Okay, it's not a kasha.
Then he would say that you actually have to see it. It's not
when it comes to a treifa. What's going on over here? You're teaching me yisoid. Now that you have introduced this new yisoid, this new yisoid that you need revenue leinayim, kal v'chomer u'ma treifa d'bemashu mitrefa. When it comes to a treifa, d'bemashu mitrefa. In other words, let's discuss treifas. I don't understand this concept. Because the vast majority of treifas, what's the shear? A mashahu. There's a hole in the lungs. In the veshet, in the lungs, in the brain, in almost every part of the animal, if there is a defect, a mashahu, automatically in the garbage, treifa. So ma treifa, then generally, the mashu mitrefa. So when the Torah comes, but hecha d'inon ruba, and now you're telling me a chiddush noira, that in the unique cases, in the rare situations that the Torah demands a roiv, the roiv has to be roiv hanir leinayim, ruba de ruba by hilchas treifas. Yes. You need a mashu. Right. Once in a while, the Torah says, "I want a roiv." We're by the corner, and not just a roiv, mind you, got to be a roiv hanir leinayim. Al achas kama v'kama. So this whole halacha of Rav doesn't make any sense then, because when it comes to shechita, a mashu is never enough. When you do shechita, what's the halacha? L'chol adeis, roiv simon, roiv. So since there is no leeway, there's never a hechatim, so we need a mashu. You always need a leeway. Right. How much more so does the roiv have to be roiv hanirei leinayim? So shechita the adik ruba loy miskasha like kol shechita mean the roiv hanirei leinayim.
So how are we now?
How can so Rav? Where... So the Gemara is saying that how can Rav say such a halacha that really mina Torah when it comes to shechita 50% is good enough? Logically this does not make any sense. You want to tell me halacha l'moshe b'sinai? Okay, I don't have any choice. But Rav never really says halacha l'moshe b'sinai. Rav is saying a svara. Rav is saying a svara that roi vashchita is 50% is sufficient. This defies logic when it comes to laws of treifas.
You don't need
nearly nine. What does Rav say?
By the mashu, you don't need.
Generally speaking, by treifas, how much makes into a
mashu?
Mashu. But there are hechatimsis where you need roi.
Right.
Where do you need roi? By the agaris. Right. By the kone. Now, what kind of roi do you need in that case?
Nearly nine.
So you see. Just because the Torah is so machmir, and a mashal already is enough to be a treifa, but yet, when the Torah wants a roiv, we want a good roiv. when a woman will lay nine, al achas kama v'kama, when you have halach like shechita, where there's no such thing as a mashahu.
And where you need rov.
You need rov l'chatzchila. So certainly you should do rov nir lay nine. Okay, you can't fall back on anything.
But the reasons why you need rov by one and not rov, two different
he's making, no, so you have to say, there's a lot of lomis, you're saying good kasha, but the truth is they're really related. Because what is shechita? Shechita basically is death. More thing you saw it when you do a shechita. What are you doing? You're doing a ma'aseh treifa. What is shechita? Shechita and treifas are related to each other. You're doing a ma'aseh treifa. So therefore, you can make a kalvachom from one to the other. If taka treifa is a different parasha, you can say nu my inyan shmita etzel har sinai. But what is shechita? The whole ma'aseh shechita is a ma'aseh of making the animal into a treifa, yeah. The ultimate treifa.
Not the fact that you had a gemara shechita with takapi.
Exactly. Right. So you're making some mela, therefore the two are interrelated. They're brothers, they're cousins, they're brother-in-laws. They're related to each other. Right? They're related. So we have a kalva chaymer. So the gemara now is a whole new yisra. The gemara now shlugs everything we learned until now. The gemara says, Ella, the answer is the kulia. Everyone agrees, mechsal mechsa, ain't the kulia. You know what? It's not right. What?
It's not right. Oh, good.
Dukuli alma mechzal mechza eino kiroiv. It's not kiroiv. Oh, what about Rav? The whole Gemara.
So where are you up to?
Ella dukuli alma. The Gemara now is having charata from the ganze Gemara.
Ella dukuli alma
mechza eino kiroiv. Everyone agrees that we shlug up Rav. Oh, what about the machlekes between Rav and Rav Kahana? The chiyitma the Rav and Rav Kahana in pesachitma. You're in the wrong mesechta. You came to the wrong daf, wrong time, wrong place, wrong station. We're going like Pesach. What's the halacha? Here's the case. The sugi is, do you bring the Pesach in Tumah? Pesach Sheni. So Pesach Sheni, the Klal Tumah, Chutri B'tzibur, the Chuy B'tzibur.
Is this a Tzibur or is it not a Tzibur?
Oh, so here's the sugi. Let's go to the sugi very quickly. Mechzatoy Mechzat, we have over here Klal Yisrael. It's 50-50. They take a census.
50%.
Yeah. Let's assume now Evshel Tzam. Let's make that assumption.
You can really count.
Yes, we're going to count. So now, what do you do now? Do you bring the Karm Pesach Rishon, or do you bring Pesach Sheni? What do we do now? Mm-hmm. So Rav Amar Mechsal Mechsa Kiroiv. Here is the only place Rav said the principle that 50% is like 51%. When 51% of Klal Yisrael is Tumah, what do you do? What do you do? You bring the Pesach Rishon. You don't wait in the state of Tumah. Hutra b'tzibur.
Where it wouldn't be hutra, then you would say the Tar people bring it now, and the Tumah people bring it.
Pesach Sheni, correct. The Gantz Klal Yisrael brings it. The Gantz Klal Yisrael brings it now. Well, let's see. The difference. You have to go very carefully. Rav Kahana Mechsa Mechsa Kiroiv. Rav Kahana, the words going to follow through. What you do? Rav Kahana Amar Mechsal Mechsa Einu Kiroiv.
And therefore,
we're going to read the Rashi. Let's see the Rashi right away to explain the halacha lemaisa. Rashi says Mechsal Mechsa Kiroiv. Rashi tells, what does it mean Kiroiv? Utehoyrin oisin li atzman bitahara, utemein oisin li atzman bituma. Everyone brings the Karm Pesach this year. V'loy mitchul Pesach sheni ki yichidim. No one's going to. It's 50% of Klal Yisrael. 50 in halacha is like 51. We trigger the halacha of tumah chutra b'tzibur, the majority, and all the temeim bring it. Pesach Rishon. And the Tohoim also, of course, bring Pesach Rishon.
Pesach Rishon was only for individuals.
Individuals.
Okay. Isn't that a contradiction?
Why is it a contradiction?
Can't both a majority Tomei and a majority
that's why you need to come on to that Rashi. We learned that critical Rashi. It's not, the Torah doesn't reckon with the Tohoim. If the Torah tells you that you need to have Roiv Klal Yisrael Tohar, then it's a conflict. No one's asking a Shiloh for the 50% that's Tohar. No one's coming to deal with them. When you had the oven, I have a shiloh. I got this chunk of the oven, and I got this chunk of the oven. What is the halacha? Well, two chunks are going to be contradictions. No one here is coming to ask a shiloh about the 50% of Klal Yisrael, or what is your status? If the 50% of Klal Yisrael that were tohirim were presented to the Beis Din, it was Nogei Halacha L'maisa, Beis Din would say, oh, we consider you to be the majority. And then when the Tumeim come, and you also 50, oh, we consider you to be the majority. You can't have two majorities, then you got a problem. But no one's coming to ask Shilas. If you ask a shayla, it's treif.
How is it even possible?
It's a silent majority.
No one is coming to ask a shayla from the tzada to Hoyrin. The only one that's coming to ask the shayla is the tzada to Neim.
I understand.
So the Mela, you, we got to deal with. You fell 5-0. No, you called 51. No one else asked the shayla. No one asked the shayla. We don't have to deal with any conflict. Just like when it came to shechita. You cut it 51-50%. It's 51%. Oh, but there's another 50% of the connect. We don't care. No one's coming to ask a shayla. The sort of life is, don't ask shaylas. You just do. And if you're doing something wrong, someone will tap you on the back and they'll say to you, maybe what you're doing is not proper.
This is Tomei Meis.
Apikorsis, to say that, right?
Apikorsis? What's the rule with Tumas Ziva?
What?
With the Pesach? Carbon Pesach, Tumas Ziva?
No, Tumas Meis. Tumas Ziva is not Doich, all Tumas Meis.
Tumas Ziva is not Doich.
That's right, it's not Doich, exactly. Okay, Pesach. The maskon over here is that Rav and Rav Kahana linyan Pesach, not linyan Shechita, not linyan Tarfos. It's 51%. And Rav Kahana says, no, it's 50%. The male, they got to wait until next Pesach Sheni.
Or you mitame somebody who's
good. Not a bad idea. You tell you do that, you go and you mitame someone. You shouldn't do that.
Everybody's bring the cover.